Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the characteristics of those names to improve the relationship between our family, our children, and our spouse. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Qadir, which means the able, the one who is able to do anything. In our last episode, we spoke about the name As-Samad and the characteristic of sufficiency, and how we as parents, and many times as moms in particular, tend to try to be so self-sufficient that we do not turn to those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed around us to seek help. Now, when we think of the concept of being the all-able, or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is described and describes himself as Al-Qadir, we often think of ourselves at times also as being able to juggle a million things at once, being able to handle this and this and this and that. And sometimes in the process, when we drop the ball, when we're not able to complete everything, we tend to be our own worst critics, and we tend to be very difficult and hard on ourselves. We see this concept of ableness also being ascribed to our children quite frequently. When we have a child that may feel like a certain subject in school is difficult, the child may say, I can't do this. I'm not able to complete math. I'm not able to complete this essay. And the concept of not being able to complete something can be just as detrimental as the opposite extreme, which is the idea that you are able to complete everything. And so we begin to understand that the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Qadir reminds us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is all able, who is able to complete everything. It is not on us to be able to complete everything, nor is it on us to complete nothing. So just as we do not want to be hard on our children when they are consistently saying, I'm not able to do this, but we want to be encouraging of them and to tell them, try to do what you can, what you are able to complete. The same should go for how we treat ourselves. Rather than being so hard on ourselves when we're not able to complete everything, recognizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Qadir, and He is the only one who is able to complete everything, then we begin to realize our own roles and recognize our own roles within our families as parents and as spouses. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qadir, allows us to work within our qudra, within our ability, and to consistently strive harder and harder to attain the love of Al-Qadir and the pleasure of Al-Qadir always. Jazakum Allahu khair, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.